You are now listening to NRSO Radio. Greetings and welcome to the show. My name is Nithra Sutton, and you are listening to NRSO Radio Podcast. Our topics for this platform is all things fashion, art, music, Afrofuturism, cometics, and cannabis. There's plenty of ways to interact with us. This is an interactive platform. You can chat with us. Our chat room is at www.nitrasit.com. Go to the portfolio page, scroll down to the bottom, and join our minute chat room. You can call in 1-800-996-6770, extension 101. Leave a message. Tweet us. We've set up a Twitter page, NRSO Radio. Tweet away. Can't wait to get them. Or you can email us. Email us at nrsoradiopodcast@gmail.com. I cannot wait to get your transmissions. Or you can leave a message on Anchor right here. I'll put the link in. You can leave a message here. Remember, if you leave a message here, we will air it. Yay! So be nice. You were just listening to was a little live snippet that I took while at one of DJ Ace's events. I need you guys to know that if you are looking for nightlife in New York City with a little bit of canna involved, you want to check these events out. He vets the people who comes in. You got to go to the website, you have to sign in, and he has a great team. Security is top notch. They meet you outside. They walk you inside. You're leaving. They'll ask if they can walk you to your car. Make sure you're great. You can't ask for more than that. People that want to party with you and that care that you're safe. This Wednesday, actually, December 22nd, 2021, we're having an ugly sweater event. And you should come out because, like, you're going to a party and you have chances to win prizes of upwards to $150, $100 just for coming. It's crazy. Like, I tell people to go ahead and research. Go to these different events. Go and see how the host treats you. See how the people who are part of the staff treat you. And then come to one of DJ Ace's events. And then you will understand why I'm saying this is one of the best elite parties out. And you will really, really enjoy it. So don't take my word for it. Do your research. See you at the next DJ Ace of New York event. Hey, folks. So I want to talk a little bit about CBD Honey Lips. I started the business in April of 2021. I've been doing a couple of shows and, you know, talking to people and advertising the business on social media. Now, I have combined on my platform about 1,900 people. But why I'm talking about CBD Honey Lips? Because I literally grew this business with zero followers. I just came out and was like, listen, I created this thing and it's been working for me, and here, try it. And from there, it's just been exploding. So today, December 21st, the winter solstice, 2021, I am at 249 people. Okay, so you're listening and you're going, 249 people, that's not a lot of people. Why'd you make this? What's going on? You need to understand that these 249 folks, I literally talked to them all. I literally asked them to follow me back. I presented my business plan to 249 people plus, because only 249 are following currently, but I've at least spoken to 500 people plus since I started my business. And I'm saying all of this to say this to you, new business owner, young person or older person thinking about starting a business. You're going to be doing a lot of talking, honey, and you have to believe in what it is you are selling. It needs to add value, because you want to be able to talk about it with excitement. You want to be able to talk about it if you're smoking weed. You want to be able to talk about it if you're drinking. You want to be talking about it. You want to be able to talk about it coherently, even if you're crying. I mean, you're upset, but some, you know, you got to hold it together to explain something to somebody. It has to become second nature to the point where you can deliver the information without even thinking about it. And I'm just really grateful, and I'm putting it out there in the universe. I want to thank each and every one of my 249 followers of CBD Honey Lips. Wow. Wow. Thank you. And wow. And let's go. Because I'm really, really proud of my little business, and I'm really, really proud of the community that I've built, that I continue to build, and that I want to see in the world. You know, I want to be there for folks, and I want folks to understand that we don't have to suffer, man. And the days of suffering is over. So now if you're suffering, you're choosing it. Because we really, really, really can find pockets of good community that will uplift us and help us in everything that we need. So, yeah. Got my little bit. So today in our music segment, I have an interview for you. I hope you enjoy my time with Chantel.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm so happy to
meet you. Yay! So we have Chantel on the line today, and we will be interviewing her. Chantel, tell our audience a little bit about yourself, please.
My name is Chantel. Some people know me as Lyrical Love. Others may know me as Moraine. Depending on what side of the fence on music you have listened or come across, or if you've just had me as a student or had me as a teacher. I am a singer-songwriter and a business owner. I own Lyrical Love Music. Lyrical Love Music is a company that provides educational production and live music entertainment. And I'm currently based in Broward, Florida. So, South Florida.
I love it. So, what's been going on with Lyrical Love and Chantel? You're married. I mean, so much is going on. How are you handling it all?
Oh, goodness. I don't know how. I'm just going with the flow of things, trying not to rush anything, and mostly taking things one step at a time. The steps that I've taken, at least this year in particular, has been towards, you know, providing better lessons for my students, and creating deeper relationships with the different companies that I partner with. So that I can continue to provide my students with excellent classes. So that those classes range from songwriting classes to voice lessons, both private and in groups. And I recently took on teaching acting.
Wow. That's amazing.
It just kind of fell into my lap a bit. There was like an opening, and, you know, some people had seen me do some work on stage. I have done musical plays in South Florida, and I currently have a published set of songs out there for a musical play called Performing Arts Politics. It was written by the playwright Pablo Malco. He is an amazing guy. He runs a nonprofit organization designed to help kids who are underprivileged. And he was able to use his organization to write a play and put it on huge major stages in Broward County. So he called me up. You would never believe how I even met Pablo. That's like a story for another day. But Pablo was like, Chantel, we need you to write the songs for this musical. So I was like, what? All right, cool. Send me the music and send me the play and I'll see what I can do. And then voila, we're at, I think, 5 or 6 years now
Wow.
that play being redone and reopened. So I have had the pleasure of meeting many voices and helping them to, participate in this play. We've also rewritten some of the songs to meet kids' ears.
Right.
We wanted to make sure that they can do the play too. So we've done the adult version, the children's version, and every time it's been a success.
That's incredible. I mean, you're saying it lovingly, but when someone tells you, I need you to write the music for a play. Yes, thank you, but oh my God, awesome. I can't fathom because I'm just thinking, I'm even stuck just thinking about taking that on. So that's just incredible, but that's a testament to who you are, constantly just making roads for herself. Please tell my listeners how they can get in touch with you.
Oh, I am online heavily, especially because of COVID. So you can find me on all of your favorite playlists on Spotify, iTunes. You would type in lyrical love as one word. Why? Because we do not separate the lyric from the love because we love lyrics here. So we're going to make sure that it's one word, lyrical love. And if you want to get on my website, that would be www.lyricallovemusic.com. If you wanted to find me on Instagram, you can simply type in lyrical love music, and that will bring you to my company page. And my personal page is The Real Lyrical Love. The Real Lyrical Love. Those are the best ways to get in contact with me. If you're a person who likes to speak or talk, I love talking to people. Sometimes I think that we lost connection. So I do have a phone number that is public. It is 516-94-LYRIC. 516-94-LYRIC. And I'm available always when it comes to music.
I absolutely love it. You're staying on brand. I love how the phone number is on brand. Absolutely wonderful. Anything else you want to share with us?
Yes, please stream music for your favorite artists. Unfortunately, the music business has changed so much over the years, and songwriters like myself, we only get paid when you guys stream the music. If you like a song, don't stream it once, stream it a couple of times. Put it on a playlist that you love and stream it and stream it and stream it all day, every day, as much as you can. I would love for you to sit down and listen to it 100 times, but I understand that, we have lives. So you can stream it and you can put it on mute. If you have a favorite band or something, That is the best way to show that you love them. Once again, you can find me on Spotify, on iTunes, Apple Music, all of that, as including YouTube, as Lyrical Love or Lyrical Love Music. So I thank you guys.
Absolutely amazing. We will be streaming. We want to thank you for your time.
Thank you, Neith.
You are so welcome. Always a pleasure.
You are now listening to NRSO Radio.